Our first reader, E. Tracy Grinnell, says in her biography that she lives in Brooklyn, but we're going to claim her as living in Kent, since she's just gotten a place there. She's the author of Helen, a Fugue from Belladonna, Elder Series, making her a very young elder. Some Clear Souvenir from O Books, and Music or Forgetting from O Books as well as a whole bunch of chapbooks. I'm not going to read them all off. And she's, of course, also the publisher of the wonderful Litmus Press. So, Tracy Grinnell, come on down.
Thank you, Jeffrey. And CLMP, as both a writer and a publisher, I'm really grateful to all of you. So thank you. I'm going to read a little bit from Some Clear Souvenir to start. Clip one. One figure in hand, two scale or outside, the body blown into, holographic into, pieces into, shifts what is reflected or reflecting over, sight over sound, again diminishing surfaces form against this medium, tracing and or this one in hand coming apart. Clip four. So I am slowly to gather the sense what was a figure, to gather what epics. I will, evidently, a euphemism. A flag, for example, is not a reflection, flies against. A place for tombs, neither gray expanse nor ground cover. Nothing returns, only accumulates. Example, days, night and day. Herein lie the absences, to have forgotten what it is to resist, what we were before now, where there is birth, the war, a day, resistance, a sentence, a day, a night, a difference, no difference, absence is resolute, rupture is rapture. Example, not geography, the body first, then battlegrounds, interference and fragment, that lists forget, that love, like pronouns, divides its questions, atmospheric, secular, argumentative, that a bird unhovers, or perhaps a swallow understands the intimacy of sentences, to fulfill, to diagram, or retrieve. Example, on one window, a habit of expression before I lay down to close my eyes, of projection, where transparencies alter the view, of reaction, when one is framed by another, prism of views, and then this habit of seeing things through windows. Clip 29. False life made of categories, actual body made of records, false memory made of after images, actual records made of sensory events, false images made of actual violence, actual life made of questions, false categories made of actual infringements, actual words made of false surfaces, false questions made of words in actual arrangement. Example, how I revisited a location from the past and how this location came to be revised in the present. how the clarity of argument is the remainder of desire, how desire is not subversive, but the remainder, how the body escapes, how this created in me a failure to communicate, how this failure to communicate led me to recognize lovers in the faces of strangers, how these faces were mirrors, refractions of events onto the structures around them, how collapse seems inevitable, decay takes on mantles of emotional projection, how I surrender to noise and decay among abstract locations. These locations are history. Example, this and or this then. Sentences trace the figure, which traces the body, collapses the order, which lists forget the sequence, unresolved figure in space, the field or sense of space against time. It fell so far, it severed glass to grain. The periodic graphic, the body does continuous sequence, the body in the organ, in the body of the blur, and or this is a sentence, and this is, and this is. I also want to thank Michael and Marianne for the space and the wine and the spread. It's really lovely to read up here. Thank you. And then I'm going to read a sequence from a recently completed manuscript. The sequence is humoresque. It's written in sapphics, and it sort of equally takes from the film Humoresque, starring Joan Crawford, and the musical form, which is more of a mood as form as opposed to a strict musical form, and somewhat ekphrastically from painting of Sappho's Death by Gustave Moreau. So just to jump around a little bit, that Humoresque, with an epigraph from Kate Lilly, "What you see in the rear vision mirror isn't normal." Only an ear to the sea, confided error, swallowed whole in reflection, dream leaves, genuflecting, lovers return the one who feeds the horizon. I, my only city, erratic violence, I, my only compass is into the night, like transfigured ocean, so seriously operatic, I. Waves seem seamless, water of memory comes, nearer not alliteration serves night, dead ringers, delight favoring muses, rapture battling sirens. Sea to sea remembers succumbing to sea, lights horizon song undone, lyre unmasked far depths, Ladonia's canyon in darkened straits while as if there, as if. More so silent falling, lacuna like lapse calling, where my body unmooring, false hull, nor my carriage go, nor my wayward vessel, nor listen to gulls. Foreign skin I bedded in waxwood, root-like, tearing holdfasts, finger-long fishlets, caw, caw, at my eardrums drowning, unable, I list all that I look on. Rebellious bird of uncommon waters, I am what is bested, the beast and all, by violins, the lyre, or whatever cursed love fixes in triumph. Overhead, the listing embodied, blind touch, black ocean, figures solve nothing, every house falls, cycling back, perpetual motion, wild light, seaworthy, false now. terror of bodies, swelling the ocean's blank stare, comely night, catastrophes bidding for each, hawking failures of fantasy, ghosts of restless, slaughtering tongues wail. Empty terrain proffering expiration, baited promontory's reflection, echoes, acres of sirens, deviants confounding warlords in every dream. Captive, captor, whispering times unleashed, faceless songs of tangled instruments, tempest, prone to tidal violence, counting octaves, breathless precision. Crisis lyrics frozen, forever in arms, false reflections leaping to render fragments, whole, a promontory of gazes gone to prosopopeia. Growing cold or fearsome, the darkness of earth offers what? A palindrome's logic, false glass, ricochet, reversal is reminiscent, pacing in cages. Gentle cushions, water of wings unfurling, only glassless while unemployed, the mirror mars its mirror, faceless until it's gazed on, wits gone to wander. Tonight I think I die, in filmy advances, lucid ocean begins again, untoward figures, bird-like, can't, who knows what it is to perish in nonsense.